known Alex for, well, close to 2 decades, but a little bit longer than that. And she was such a huge character. I mean, apart from her writing for the Bombers and Mumbles, she produced the Bombers and Mumbles show here at the Grand Theatre for 19 years. The thing I really remember about her was always very, very happy, always chatty, had an enormous circle of friends, always wore pink in some form or fashion, and always called everybody babes, I think mainly because she knew so many people. She just couldn't remember everybody's name, so she just started calling everybody babes. But absolute legend, you know. She'd come here and she introduced so many young people to theatre by, you know, organising the Bumps and Mumbles, where almost every dance school in Swansea would get to perform on the Grand Theatre stage almost annually. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll probably never see her like again. She did a tremendous amount of work for charity and youngsters in particular. I mean, apart from the Young Edition, she was the editor of that, the Evening Post, for many years. I can also remember other events that she organised, including Easter Egg Hunt on Swansea Bay. She was huge, you know, and, you know, sadly will be missed.